Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Here on Hockey Day in Jackson, brought to you by our fine support from Knutson's, of course, your outdoor convenience store, and of course, Kettlebell Hotspot. Now we go to our sports line, and we welcome to the program Coach Matt Grimes of the Jackson United team. Hey, Coach, thanks for being here with us.
How you doing, Mark?
Oh, man, so far so good. How's everything in your world?
Good. Just getting ready. Got a big game tonight. First league game. So, right. Yep. Just trying to get everything in line and have a good game tonight.
Outstanding. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's finish the conversation there. Let's start with what happened since we last spoke. How has Jackson United been doing?
Good. Had a good weekend. Just had one game against Okemos at home. Ended up winning 6-3. It was a good game. Again, almost 30 shots to their 19. Okay. I think we had 7 different guys on the board. I mean, it was a good game. A couple senior junior leadership stepped up. I mean, I put a lot into the game. I thought that it was a big game for us due to we lost to them the first game 6-0. So to come back, we had a 6-2 lead on them, I think, for a while. Had a 5-goal second period. So it was a good all-around good effort by the team, no doubt.
Well, I think if I remember our conversation correctly, after that loss, these might not be your exact words, but you kind of alluded to was uncharacteristic of your team, and you're looking forward to that rematch.
Yeah, we were. That's why I kind of just really put the, you know, we talked about it and just said, you know, let's go out here and prove something, and we did. You know, I don't think they were ready, and I think that's a pretty good team in Okemos. You know, I think they're a pretty solid team. So it's good to get the W. You know, that was 3 in a row, so winning record now. So we're just going to try to keep it going tonight.
Keeping it going tonight. Any of the kids you want to talk about who maybe stood out in that game against Okemos, or you're seeing something different from them in the last week or so?
Well, I got 3-4 kids here I thought played outstanding. You know, goaltending Nick Naw, I thought he did real well. Made some big saves when he needed to. You know, senior Jake Bishop. You know, first year playing for United and really looked good. I mean, I thought us as coaching staff really thought he looked good. You know, junior captain, or assistant captain, Carson Lisinski played a really solid game. He's actually playing with Jake. They're really a good combo. And then you got the junior and senior on the back end with O'Dowd and Knightsky, and both had good games. I think all those guys had a couple of points for the night. So, you know, it was really good to see everything kind of come together, and the shots have just been great. I mean, if we're, you know, that just that 30-35 shot mark really tells us that we're spending a lot of time in their zone and not in our zone. So it's really you know, it's really been good.
That's where you want to keep the puck. Optimus Ice Arena tonight. What time and who's on the agenda?
Well, we got the first Southeastern Conference game, so the SEC First League game, playing Dexter tonight.
Okay.
Actually, we're on here, probably right for your broadcast there, we're on at 5:30, so okay. Kind of an early game, but we don't really know a ton about Dexter, but other than, you know, they did beat Pinckney by a goal the other night, but other than that, I don't really know a ton about them, but typically our league is pretty good. I mean, night out, you know, night in, night out, you're really having to be on your game because you don't really get a break at all. So
when
we'll see.
When you're approaching a team that you don't know much about, obviously there's that first, I mean, in any sport, there's the first little bit of the game where you're just trying to figure each other out and kind of feel it out. But what's your mindset when you approach that? Are you approaching it from more of a defensive standpoint, or are you approaching it from more of a we're going to attack and score first? When you don't know the other team, what do you do?
Yeah, Dexter's typically been a pretty physical team, usually a bigger team. I mean, I just say you really just got to play your game. I mean, till something goes, you know, in the game where you need to adjust something or change something, but really for us, it's just really trying to steer the course, you know, play our game, and, you know, you're hoping, you know, with speed and their forecheck and things like that, you're going to, you know, hopefully you can jump on them, get a lead, and then just make your adjustments in between first and second period. I mean, a really key thing for us, too, being at home is we get the last change, so that really helps us as far as, you know, we can do our matchups with their, you know, with their first line, second line, third line, and really try to keep our pairings, you know, together. So like I say, I mean, it's tough early in the season because you don't know what teams have brought in, who they've lost. So, I mean, really, we just got to play our game. You know, I think you would think that the scouting reports, other than maybe, you know, who their top gun is or something like that. I mean, that, you know, typically we don't get a lot of film or anything on right. These teams to really dig into it, study them, you know, so we got this absolute perfect game plan. It's hockey's just such a fast-paced sport anyway that, you know, I mean, you just really just got to get out there and see how the game's going and go from there.
Awesome. Well, we always appreciate the visits. Wishing you the best of luck tonight, you and the rest of the team, and looking forward to talking with you again next week, Coach.
Great. Sounds good. Have a good night. Thank you,
man. You too. You too. Coach Matt Grimes of JU joining us here on Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.